This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Are you somebody who's looking for a fun way to socialise and make new friends? Well, Kat Delaney, the organiser of Galway Gatherings, is going to fill us in on an initiative that you're running to do just this. Thanks so much for joining me, Kat. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. Now, Kat, let's start at the beginning. What inspired you to start Galway Gatherings? And what was the gap that you felt maybe needed to be filled?
I lived away for a long time. I lived away for about 10 years and I came home during COVID, which obviously isn't a good time to come home anyway. Mm. And I just realised that all my friends had kind of gotten to a stage of their life where they were settling, they were having children, they were getting married and stuff like that. And I just didn't have a regular friend group to go out with every weekend and to socialise and kind of have that outlet. So I was coming home after doing the Camino in Spain and it was bank holiday weekend and I was like, what am I going to do? So I just said I'd fire it out there and see. I didn't think it would go to this extreme, but I said I'd fire it out and see. And I ended up getting great feedback and I said I'll bang away and try an event and see how it goes. And from there on, it's kind of worked out.
That's brilliant. Because specifically for women over 25, was there something about that age group that stood out to you? I know especially, I suppose, sometimes your friends might be in a different, they might be in a different space of life than you are. So maybe you might want to go and go to comedy or go to the beach, but maybe they're married, maybe they're, you know, having a family and that type of thing. So at times, you know, you can be kind of like ships in the night and it's hard to meet up with your friend group.
Yeah, it is. And it's very hard to get people together. Like I have loads of great friends, like, and I love them to bits. But it's hard to get them together, or you're kind of booking them in. Are you available like two or three weeks in advance? And when I was doing it for my own age group. Originally, I was like maybe 35 to 45 year olds might be in the same kind of situation as me. But it actually just, I got loads of messages from women of all ages, like 25 to in their late 50s. Early 60s, if asking if it was something they could be part of. And to me, I'm like, it's what you make of it yourself. Do you know, like we've had different events, a lot of socializing events, but we've had a couple of morning swims, we've had midweek walks, we've gone for kind of just dinner in the evening, we did a pub quiz there a couple of weeks ago, different things like that. Like I'm looking for more feedback and more ideas of what people would be interested in, or how to get the people that wouldn't be as outgoing and a bit nervous about it, how to get them in initially, because I think the first kind of step is always going to be the hardest. And then from there on, people can make their own friendship groups, or, you know, they might click with somebody that's more available and stuff like that. So it's kind of going across the board. And we do have regulars that are from the age of their late 20s to 50s.
Brilliant. For somebody who's new to the group, what can they expect? Because, I mean, you've mentioned so many amazing things. And if somebody is doom scrolling in the evening times and they're looking for something a little bit more vibrant in life, it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. You're bringing people together.
Yeah, and that's the goal now at this stage. You know, at first it was just for me, but when I found out that there were so many women in the same situation, I kind of got to a stage where I was getting a sense of pride of bringing all these people together and I was getting like a sense of achievement out of it. And I've gotten so much positive feedback from it. And, you know, all the women that come on regular events are so happy that, like last weekend, we went to the South Galway Bay Music Festival on the Saturday night, and there was a good gang of us, and we were like, otherwise if we didn't have this group now, we'd probably all be sitting in at home or, you know, doom scrolling, as you said. So I think it's like working out really well, and I want people who are that little bit more anxious to give me ideas, and even if it is just a midweek walk, to come and meet people at the start. I think that will give them the kind of energy to go to another event again.
Yeah, definitely. Galway is such a vibrant city. I know myself, I lived there for years and years. I'm originally from Portumna and I'm back there now. But how do you make the group welcoming for everyone, whether they're local or like that? There's somebody who's maybe moved to Galway City for work, or maybe they're on the outskirts and they're in one of those commuter towns that maybe they could like to go into the city to go to a comedy gig, or like you said, go and meet up with a couple of people just to experience a bit of nightlife or something like that.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of said it at Galway because Galway is such a, like a vibrant city, and the energy in it throughout the year is great. And obviously, I'm from Galway, so it's easy for me to travel. But I've had people coming from all over. Like, there's people from Athlone, Limerick, Portlaoise, Laois, like Mayo. A couple of women the other day asked, could Mayo people come? And I was like, of course. I've asked a few around for accommodation in Galway to see if there's anything. And there's a few hostels you can stay in. But it also doesn't have to be alcohol related. Like, sure, you know, it's coming, bringing the attitude that you want to have, meeting people and taking off then whenever you want. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've done a few nights now where I've just gone out and had the crack and drove home then when I was ready to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think it's definitely great that there's a space for that too, because there's a lot of people like that who, you know, they don't want their life to circle around alcohol or that type of thing. You know, I don't know why, but there's often a stigma around making new friends as an adult, especially for a woman. Do you think that that's starting to change? Obviously, with the help of a group like yours, it surely is.
I think so. I think a lot of people get to a certain age and they feel like they've, you know, you've secured who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of question whether people are going to get on with you or they like you or not. And I think that we need to get out of that mind frame, because everybody has something to offer. And I think once you bring that together, you see that, like, I think it's a great initiative for people to get out in the first place, to stop doom scrolling, to get off these toxic apps and stuff, yeah, like that, and bringing people together. But yeah, I think it's...
No, I think you're dead right. What kind of events or gatherings have been the most popular so far? Are there any exciting ones coming up for you?
So the aim of this kind of... There's a good few in July, and the aim of July was to get as many people out as possible so that they can start up their own kind of socialising again. And, you know, they've gotten over that first step of the anxiety and the nerves going into something new. So we had the Cara Princess at the start the end of June, start of July, and there was 23 women that came on that. And within like 5 minutes, it was like we all knew each other.
Yeah.
And there was so many new faces, and everybody said they had a brilliant day. They said crack was mighty, the sun was shining. It was just a really good vibe. Then we had the festival last weekend, which was so nice to just get out in the evening and have a few dances and, you know, out in the sunshine because we got great weather. And then we're going to hit the Galway races, I think.
Brilliant.
As well, one of the days.
I know there's probably a lot of people out there that, you know, they'd love to go to the Galway races, but maybe some of their own friend group, they're not around. And I mean, it's great that you're able to bring people together to actually go to the event.
Yeah, yeah, it's really positive. Like there was, it's kind of, you know, there's so many social groups out there. Like I joined a hiking group last year. There's a lot of like morning swims, there's running group in Galway and stuff like that. And I think this group is actually hitting a niche that isn't there for the actual socialization side of things. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't, with all these other groups, you can go and you can meet up and stuff and it's very wholesome. And but I think with the people didn't have a social life. And I think that is where I'm hitting well with this, is that people did want to get back out and about again and go out and have the dances and actually meet people in a wholesome, holistic way, opposed to being on the apps and over social media.
Yeah, definitely. What would you say to somebody who might be listening right now who's a little bit nervous about showing up, especially if this is something that they've done for the first time and they might be somebody who's coming by themselves?
Well, I promote people coming by themselves. I much prefer people coming by themselves because I think you mix and you make more of an effort. If friends come in groups or one or two of them, they kind of stick together a little bit. So I think everybody so far nearly has come on their own. I had a girl from Portlaoise on the Cara Princess. She drove all the way down. She stayed in a hostel. She was sitting in the bar and I was just like, fair play to you.
Yeah.
And I know it is really hard, but you have to get out of that mind frame that you're stuck and that you can't do it, because you can. Every one of us have the potential to get out and overcome those nerves in the pit of our stomach. And I think you just have to make that move. But before every gathering, like in the WhatsApp group, I'd say, if you're coming on your own and you're nervous, give me a text. I'll meet you at the door, or I'll meet you beforehand. Do you know what I mean? Because I know how hard it is to come into these types of groups. I've done it myself before. And I know that pit in your stomach that you're feeling. So I'm well aware how it is. But the first time you do it, the second time you do it, it just gets easier. And then eventually it's just your social life now.
I love that. Where can people find out more? Maybe check out some of the upcoming events. And I have to commend you for what you're doing, because it sounds like it's a brilliant initiative. And in a time where we need more connection face to face and in person than ever, you're definitely well on route to solving that for sure.
Absolutely. And even if I help a few people get together, mm-hmm. for me, that's great. And, you know, I've made good friends out of this group already that I can say, you know, I can text them any day of the week and be like, you're around to go for a walk. And that's the end goal for everybody in this group. And that's what I want them to be able to achieve as well. So the TikTok is the main page. So that's where most of the events will go up. That's where a lot of the videos are up. And then if people are interested from there and want to know more, I have a WhatsApp group that I'll accept you into. And then it's divided into kind of different groups. And every time there's an activity, there's a new group set up with just the people in that. So mm-hmm. we can share photos afterwards and people know who they are. And, you know, it's kind of a continuous thing.
Ah, brilliant. Kat, of course, you're from Galway Gatherings. Thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to us. Enjoy the Galway races. And we'll be looking forward to talking to you again to see what else Galway Gatherings gets up to in the future. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a million, Louise. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.